too cold outside. People in Nashville
can't drive.
Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
My primary complaint is, look, looks can be deceiving at times, but for me, perception is reality. And whenever I see Mark Davis, the owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, sitting courtside with John Gruden, and I see the owner of the Las Vegas Raiders with an 8-year-old boy's haircut, I can't take him seriously. You have a haircut of an 8-year-old, but yet you're a billionaire that's running the franchise in Vegas. And he pays, have you seen the reports, what he pays for this haircut? Nearly $100 for his haircut. That is my primary complaint.
And they complain.
That rat's nest. Have you seen the photo with him and Gruden side by side?
Oh, it's
they look like twins. And Gruden's haircut actually looks good next to Davis's.
David Reed, you were up, sir.
So
Buck Rising has a better haircut than David.
Good cut.
So I am scrolling through Twitter on Monday night following Ryan Newman's accident, trying to get updates, as most sports fans were.
Yeah.
When I come across this tweet from @zookeepersforpete, I don't want to seem insensitive, but I think it's important, hashtag context. A fellow Buttigieg sent me this. Ryan Newman endorsed Donald Trump for president. So many LGBT minority dreamers have been hurt by Trump. Newman deserves some bad karma.
Oh.
What you deserve is to be fired from whatever zoo you are keeping, because you don't need to be keeping the animals. You need to be in there with the animals. This, I'm starting to believe, is a legitimate mental disorder with people who look through every single aspect of their life through a political lens, whether it's truthers out there trying to find the smoking gun that Obama is not a citizen, or it's people like this who, while a man was being transported to the hospital that we all thought was dead, you thought he deserved it because he had the audacity to endorse Donald Trump. That is a sickness.
How dare you?
That is an illness.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Cover your ears, Don Davenport. My primary complaint is for the SEC Network. This is not specifically to Don, because this is not her decision. I don't think she's ever had to do something like this. Or maybe she has. I don't know. But she's told this by her producers. Your job is to take an event that may not be a big deal in terms of national recognition and exposure, but you are supposed to elevate that event and to make it interesting and to make it compelling. Not to take an event like a Tennessee Vanderbilt basketball game or a Tennessee Mississippi State football game and take the event down in significance by doing something that's not the game during the game. An Admiral Schofield 7-minute interview while the game is in progress, that takes the game down. You want to elevate. Again, a simple lesson. Elevate your game, not bring it down. Don't give me sideline updates of Georgia, South Carolina during a Tennessee, Mississippi State football game that you're broadcasting. I don't care that the girl went to Georgia or South Carolina on the sideline. I don't. Let's elevate, not take down. That is my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
To be fair, what I saw last night was unelevatable.
I don't want to be lied to and be told that it's some big national event when they're playing, but I want to watch the game that I tuned in to watch. That's what I want to see.
My primary complaint goes to the Chargers of Los Angeles and several other teams. I occasionally have cause to go to look for a depth chart. And when I go to look for your most recent depth chart, it's not at all helpful to me when I get, our 2019 season has concluded. Please check back in August for our first unofficial depth chart of the 2020 season. Yeah, I get it. In February, you don't have your 2020 depth chart. That's not what I'm looking for. I want to see how you finished 2019. It's ridiculous that you're going to leave that space blank from now until August. Give me a reference point where I can look back to see who your nickelback was.
The most recent.
In 2019, who your backup quarterback was.
Put it
was.
In bold, week 17. Yeah.
I want to go see who your third string quarterback was, and what you're doing is sending me to another site. Good job on the hits, boys.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Your phone calls coming up next. Load up those phone lines, 615-737-1045, 737-1045.
Look at the phones. Andrew is ready to go, and Lebowski.
Online rave reviews of my Bell performance rolling in.
Oh, you're all 22 texting you, huh? Rave oh, that was glorious. I need more of that.
I can play glorious on the Bell.
The Paul Garski fan club
coming in.
Paul Garski fan club loves that performance.
Reed's taking requests. Let's go to Lebowski.
Old Billy Goat.
What's up, Lebowski?
You know that Mark Davis travels 400 miles to get that haircut. He flies to Palm Springs from North California to get that haircut.
Oh, you got to be kidding me! Is that serious?
It's a bad enough. He's got a bad haircut, but like, who's conning him into thinking he's got to go somewhere to get that?
It's awful. The article's from ESPN, like 2014. I'll tweet
his
it.
His mom could give it to him.
Clearly, I have nothing else to do but tweet you all day except for work. I'm sorry. My employer's listening. Titans season ticket prices are the reason why I'm calling in today, and I'm not going the direction you think I am with this argument. I'm talking about there's multiple people I'm seeing on Twitter that are griping about the price of Titans season tickets, and they are not a season ticket holder. Yes, things are too expensive. Cost of living skyrockets with no adequate rise in pay. Most of us understand that. We're all out there in the working world. We get it. But season tickets are a luxury. They're not a necessity, okay? Season ticket prices and their gripes are for one group of people only. Season ticket holders. If you're not a season ticket holder, this is not your argument. You want to know why I'm not on Twitter personally promoting the price increase? Because I don't have reserved seats. I just figure it out week to week. If you're making comments on Twitter like, if this is verbatim, I don't have season tickets, but some of us have different financial problems and can't afford this. Guess what? You're not the one they're talking to here. I hate the prices for first-class seats to Tokyo. You want to know what my solution is? I fly coach, and if I can't afford to go to Tokyo, I'll go get some sushi, order some sake, and daydream until life and hard work bless me with the financial freedom to explore the globe. The NFL is available a la carte in season ticket form and on TV. Those are your choices. Gripe about the price of a product you can't afford in the first place. It just clogs up my social media feed when I'm trying to argue about more important things, like why Buck Rising will not tell us when Malcolm Butler is coming back off IR. That's all I have. And for the rest of you that are calling in after me, get it together. Primary complaint's been a disaster the last few weeks.
Lebowski, bring
He's
it.
Back, baby. That's what we
needed
missed.
That. We needed that to start.
Yeah, good start.
I love how he ended by calling everyone else out who's called the last 2 weeks for primary complaint. By the way, only two phone lines open right now. If you want to jump in, fill up those phone lines. 615-737-1045, 737-1045.
Andrew is next. Hey, Andrew.
Thanks a lot for making me follow Lebowski. Good.
It's tough. Great. Tough act. Bring it.
Hey, my primary complaint is for the United States Postal Service up here in Portland, Tennessee. I know on this show we name names, yep. So I'm going to do it. Mike Cox, postmaster up here in Portland. He had the nerve. My wife called in. He had the nerve to tell my wife after her complaint that our carrier had been using our front yard as a turnaround point. He had the nerve to tell my wife that is their procedure. If you cannot, listen. If you cannot adequately put your vehicle in reverse to back into one's driveway or back out of one's driveway, but you instead have to tear up their front yard in order to get to where you need to go, you should not be delivering for anyone. So listen, Isaiah and Indy, if you are listening, I got a promotion for you, brother. Come on down here, and I will give you a damn good recommendation. Y'all be good.
Thank you, Andrew.
Hey, what a great follow-up to Lebowski's great complaint with that one.
Isaiah took an office job, by the way. Remember? He's no longer going door-to-door and fighting off dogs.
What was the postmaster's name in Portland? Mike Cox?
Michael Cox.
I just love how he began with that. We name names here. So Mike Cox, Postmaster General, Portland, Tennessee.
What a big job that is.
There was a story on Channel 4 News about an Amazon delivery person that turned around in someone's yard and just wrecked the person's yard. But there's video from the door cam. I'm laughing saying this because they had the door cam footage of it. And the woman, like, threw the thing on and she'd apparently done it before, like the same driver. And the lady that lives in the house is sprinting outside, yelling at her, hitting her car, telling her not to turn around in the yard.
Running the
lawn? Yeah, and this woman just is, like, brushing her off and just pulls out real fast, takes speeds out.
Doing donuts.
Mud going everywhere.
Can you imagine?
It was crazy.
That's not permitted in my neighborhood.
It was also one of those. It was a big issue because it's these, like, third-party contractor. You know, it's not an Amazon employee. It's someone they contracted out just to go deliver something that's not really a delivery driver. And that was the issue.
What's up, Chad?
Oh, another one.
Chad, say hello to Chad. Hey, Chad.
Sorry about your name.
Yeah, sorry about that first name, bud.
Okay, yeah, Chad. Y'all there?
Yeah, yeah, we're here, Chad.
Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, Chad, go ahead with your complaint. Thanks, Chad.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm here to complain about all these people that don't live in Davidson County. To tell Davidson County people how to spend their tax dollars.
Like who? So, name names.
Okay, started with the transit plan a couple years back.
Okay,
yeah.
All these people sick and tired of sitting on the interstate coming in from Spring Hill and Lebanon and Murfreesboro and wherever want us in Davidson County to pay our tax dollars so that their commute is shorter. There's a solution to that. Move in Davidson County and your commute won't be as long. Same thing when the soccer stadium comes up. I didn't vote for the guy, but we finally got a mayor that's willing to actually take a look at the dollars and cents in these plans. Saves the county like $35 million potentially, and everybody's mad at him. Now, I want the MLS stadium. I think it's great. I want NASCAR too. But I do not like people who don't live here and don't have skin in the game telling me what my property taxes should be. They're going to go up. If you want to have your good schools live out there in Williamson County, that's fine.
Don't you think this is a little naive that all the counties circling Davidson County are going to be silent on all of these issues? And maybe you'd have a little bit better chance of getting this if you actually voted for the guy?
I think that the simple solution to this is a regional tax plan specifically earmarked for transit. But we don't have that. It's all or nothing, Davidson County, and all these other hangers-on counties around us are trying to deal with it.
I'd agree with that. I mean that is fair.
That's what's got to happen with our city. But that is my primary complaint, and I agree with all the premises on why people were mad at Cooper, but he's looking out for his taxpayers, and they're ultimately the ones that are the best.
We never argued that. He got a better deal for the city.
You raise fair points. I have a fair counterpoint to you. You say I should move in for a shorter commute. I say you should move out for lower taxes.
Well, it depends on where you live.
Chad's not worried about lower taxes. He's loaded.
It's true.
Most Chads are.
And wouldn't the, I mean, I would hope that if it goes to Murfreesboro or Franklin or Mount Juliet and it enters another county that we would have taxes for those on the mass transit in those counties.
Yeah. Well, he's talking about the failed tunnel proposal and all of that, which would have been to ease the commute
underneath
of many people coming from out of the county to be able to get into the county, into downtown.
No, that was the problem. It wasn't going to ease anything.
No,
if you were coming in from Bellevue, it would be very convenient for you. But all the tens of thousands of people coming around from the surrounding counties who caused the traffic, it was not going to affect at all.
Yeah, I didn't love it.
And I'll name names. David Vanderpool. You wanted to get in an argument with me on Twitter, and it ended when I asked you, did you vote for Mary Cooper? And you never replied because you didn't.
Because you still want to fight him, don't you?
No, I don't. Does he live in Davidson County? No, he doesn't.
You know that he came.
Where does he live?
Out in your neck of the woods.
I know he's from there. Is that where he lives now?
Enjoy.
Did we tell you that he came out to the barbecue place?
Breathes out on everything Wilson County now because of Dave Vanderpool.
Did we tell you that he came out to the barbecue place and he was actually like dressed up? I mean, he left the gauge in, but outside of that, he looked.
he left the gauge in.
Should I have an office job? He came out the So funny. I'm like, man, you look like a banker when you walk in here. And he's like, yeah, I'm working in an office every day.
Not quite a banker.
He's wearing a turtleneck.
It's like Charlie Sheen when they made him wear the jacket to the nice restaurant. I feel like a banker instead of the sleeveless shirt. Oh, man. Well, I will say this also. Not for that soccer stadium. Be a lot of people from other counties coming to that soccer stadium also.
Oh, yeah.
And that helps with sales tax in Davidson County and everything else. So it sort of works both ways. I get his point on transit, though. If it's going to benefit all surrounding counties, there needs to be some sort of surrounding county tax plan.
Chad wants it to go, the caller Chad wants it to go back to the downtown where you only came downtown if you were looking for a drug dealer to be shot or a brothel.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, or to go,
have been mechanisms like PSLs.
Wasn't that long ago on the calendar.
To help offset some things.
Or to go take kamikaze shots at Banana Joe's. Those are the three reasons to go downtown.
Chad recalling Sbarro. His favorite reason.
Hey, guys, you want to go cruise Second Avenue and
this
go get a slice of Sbarro?
This is the greatest pizza I've ever had. These people are from Italy.
My high school years. Let's go to Laser Quest and go get a slice at Sbarro. That was the downtown that caller Chad loves.
You lived it up.
That was screw the arena, bringing people from these hanger-on counties.
Screw all these...
all these high-rises.
Yeah, all these high-rises.
All your economic development.
All these people coming in, getting hotel rooms here in this city.
Yeah, you can take that and shove it. Take your NFL draft and GTFO. And all your hanger-on counties. Yeah. All you people coming in from hanger-on counties.
Stanley Cup Finals. What do we need that for?
Ricky in West End says, if you want the good schools, go live in Williamson County, with quotations. Davidson County Schools was not ready for that personal attack.
That's on brand for Davidson County Schools.
Give me a pistol and a spittoon. I'm going downtown.
That's right. Let's go to Old Smokey's Row. See what we can buy down there.
He wants the version that circulated on Facebook of the family that took a leisurely drive back in the mid-90s on VHS.
Yeah.
You can watch on Facebook now what downtown was like in like 94.
By the way, the roads were just as wide, the highway.
Yeah.
And that picture, yeah. The roads were exactly the same.
Exactly.
The highway.
They were observing.
Because our forefathers in government had a lot of foresight.
Observing the massive municipal auditorium at the time.
Oh, God, it was great down there.
Take me back to the days when the best place to go on a field trip to Nashville was the Bunny Bread Factory. We did that. It was Bunny Bread, or is the bread place that's over on 8th Avenue. Sure. Like, that was one of our field trips. We're going to Nashville in third grade, and we're going to watch how bread is made.
Oh, there's Purity Dairies.
It was great. I mean, any field trip was great.
You went to see how bread was made. Bread that was white bread. Now no one eats that.
Yeah. Enriched white
carbs.
Bread.
Too many carbs.
That's right. Too much sugar.